This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The family of a man who died in Aurora in immigration detention last year has released an independent autopsy. CPR's Tony Gorman reports.
A forensic pathologist hired by the family of Melvin Calero Mendoza says he died from a pulmonary embolism likely connected to a soccer injury, a finding similar to a report by the coroner for Adams County. Elizabeth Jordan, a lawyer for the family, says it's part of a pattern.
Somebody who's relatively young, relatively healthy, mostly men, come into ICE detention, develop some sort of condition or abnormal vital sign that is ignored or missed, and then inevitably have an emergency.
An ICE investigation into the death is scheduled to be released this month. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
More help could be on the way for the state's foster care children who require special education services. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Right now, special education dollars for a student in foster care go to the district where they live, even if the child doesn't attend school in that district. The bill would direct special education dollars to the school district a child in foster care attends. The bill would also create a task force to propose solutions to issues facing education for foster care children. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Hundreds of parents with children on special education plans can't read those plans because the plans are only in English. State lawmakers are considering a bill that would allow districts to translate the documents into the language the family speaks at home. Representative Barbara McLaughlin.
This is complicated stuff about your child, and if you don't know how to help them at home or if you don't know what kind of help they need, it affects everything.
The bill sets aside $500,000 to help districts. The international space community has landed in Colorado Springs. The annual space symposium starts today. It calls itself the world's largest space tech meetup. About 14,000 people from more than 40 countries are expected. Speakers include the secretaries of the Air Force and the Navy, plus the head of U.S. Space Command. The event runs through Thursday. This is CPR News.